All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Spanish.
Yes.
Is Chad Zumok still going to be at the improv, or
yes.
did that change? All right,
no,
then go get him. Go get him and bring him in the studio.
No big mistakes or revelations since the last time you said it?
He's so funny. He panics, Spanish, whenever something like that goes wrong.
He really, I would love to have we should put a heart meter on him one day.
Yes.
Just to check and see how it goes.
And see if we can get him.
Yeah.
What's up, Chad? Chad Zumok is here. Spanish, did you hear what he just said?
What?
Did you hear Spanish screw up and said you were going to be in the wrong club?
I got Spanish's back. It was my fault.
Oh!
You're the huge mix up.
Yeah, I was supposed to be at Side Splitters. A lot of stuff happened. Now I'm going to be in Marco Island, and I'm at the Improv this tonight.
Okay.
So you're going to be in Marco this weekend?
Yes.
So you're just like a one-off here tonight?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Boy, that's a hustler, man. You're like, I got an extra day. I'm going to go to nearby city and do an off night.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm doing doing an off night. It's just like I live on the road. I'm on the road nonstop.
Where is your home base? In Cleveland or no?
I'm in New York now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where in New York?
East Harlem.
Which, in the 80s, you go, ooh. But now East Harlem is kind of like, East Harlem is just an extension of the Upper East Side, kind of.
It's very gentrified. I live next to an Applebee's.
Oh, really? So. Yeah. So you're, dude, I met a guy. So you know Esther Koo?
Of course, yeah.
So I was at the Comedy Cellar talking to Esther Koo, and she was with a dude who had to he had to stay with her that night in the hotel because his Harlem apartment burned down. And I was like, wow, so what, do you have insurance or whatever? And he's like, I don't know. I was like the fourth guy living on a couch in that house. Like, people are just crashing there. That's a rough life you guys lead.
Comedians. Yeah, like this weekend, I'm up in Naples, I don't have a place to stay right now because I picked it up last minute. So, what are you going to do? I'm like, I like the adventure.
When you have no kids, you can live a good, fun life like that. But when you have kids, do you have kids?
No, I don't have
kids.
No wife.
Then you're
40,
fine.
Never been married.
So it's fun. Even if you had to sleep on a beach one night, you're like, oh, one time I slept on a beach and then did comedy. You know what I mean? But when you have kids, you freak out.
Just put it out there on social media. Someone will pick it. Yeah. Yeah, you can stay here.
We have this kid that used to, I don't know if he was in high school. Yeah, like in his senior high school, he contacted us years ago and he was like, I want to come and videotape some of your show. I'm doing this project for school. And we were like, whatever. And he came in here. He was a little fat, nerdy kid. And we liked him. And then he hung out with us a couple of times. We went to do stuff. Now he's in L.A.
Now he's Spanish.
No. Now he's in L.A. And he is trying to get an acting career going. And he's working. Every day he's got something. If he's not like an extra on something, he's working in catering or something. He's constantly working. But he can't afford to live there. So he bought a van that doesn't work, parked it on the city street outside of a gym, joined the gym for $10 a month, sleeps in the van, showers in the gym, lives in the van. Is that not the most amazing thing? That story, and I'm sure there's thousands of other people doing that, but the fact that we kind of know that kid and that's his life is so amazing to me.
How's he not getting a ticket?
Because he's parked in a regular public spot. Like, he's allowed to be there. And he parked outside of that $10 a month, whatever it is, LA Fitness or whatever it is, one of those gyms.
Right.
So they allow him to go in there when they open and you can use the facilities, use the shower or whatever. And in his van, he showed us, he's got a bed, and then he paints and sells his paintings at little, like, markets. And that, so he's basically got a van paint studio. It doesn't even have a driver's seat in it. The van doesn't, is that amazing to you?
Shelves and everything, yeah.
Anyway, if you got a van that Chad could stay in South Florida, he's looking for one now. Now, let's rewind this a little bit. So let's talk about this article that you wrote. Do you remember this? Where you talked to comedians.
That's my Bert impression, by the way. You know what I like about Kelta? He's like my best friend. So is like Randy and WDVE and Todd and Tyler. And like
they're all
everybody's best friend.
Because he's afraid that if he says one guy, everybody else is going to get mad at him. That's the problem.
I mean, the girl's my best friend.
Right.
I love Leanne. I love Georgia. I like the other one.
Chad wrote this. You did it as an interview first or whatever, because I had the opportunity to yell at Rich Voss. So he does this story that we read online. That. Yeah, and it was you talking to comedians and asking them what radio shows that they go on that help sell tickets for comedians.
Yes.
And Sam Tripoli brought us up. And we know we got a good relationship with comedians. But Rich Voss, who can only play like the worst comedy clubs in Tampa when he comes here, he's like at Snappers, which Monday through Friday is a wing joint, but then all of a sudden becomes a comedy club on the weekends. And he only plays that because it's across the street from Innisbrook where he likes to golf.
Right.
And he'll do it only when, like, once, like, every 14, 15 months he'll come down here and do it. And then he comes on the show, and it's the only outlet he has to sell tickets. But that moron went, and not only did he not name us, but he named the worst show in Florida, the Stanley and Hanley show, and whatever that is, in Fort Myers. So he went out of the way to say that they were such a great show and didn't even mention us in the thing. So I went to go see, what's his name, from Sammy Hagar, and my phone's blowing up, and I'm like waiting for the show to start. My phone's blowing up at Robert Kelly. And I finally, after like the third time, I think something's wrong. You know, I got to answer it. So I go, hello? And they're live on the air taping a podcast. And he's like, Voss is here and he thinks you're mad at him. I go, I am mad at him because he's an idiot. And he's like, what did I do? What did I do to you? You know I love you. I was on the Zumach guy show and I say, and he's just carrying on. And I go, listen, you're good luck ever coming to Tampa again. Now you're not going to come on this show, and nobody will ever book you, and you can go on Stanley and Hanley's show and see if they sell any tickets for you. So that's where we stand with Rich Voss right now. You've ruined his career in Tampa.
He's the king of putting a foot in his mouth. He does it on his own.
A foot in his mouth would sound better than those stupid teeth that he has in his mouth. I can tell you that. He's done. I'm done with him. Yeah.
You know, that article, like, to this day gets brought up on every show like I go on. And it's so funny to see radio guys, like, they're like, well, why was I number four? I was like, I don't know. I was just asking questions. I don't know. It was an experiment.
I don't care. I ask comedians, because I'm not, radio guys like to hate each other. Mm-hmm. I don't. I enjoy other radio shows. I was talking about Howard this morning. I listened to Howard on my way in today. I like other shows in this market. I don't know. I don't come from that.
Except the people in Fort Myers.
But I know how pathetic that show is. So to be able to say that show is a good show, those guys have been there so long that they named a street after them. And I offered a reward to get the street sign taken out, and somebody tried to get it, and it became a big. The news wanted to do a story. I was like, anyway. What was I saying? I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, a radio show. I like other radio shows. So when you get a guy in here who's a comedian that I like, I go, hey, what other shows are good? I want to know what other shows are. And they all say the same thing, pretty much what Bert said. Randy from DVE. It's all the local shows. Todd and Tyler, who own that whole Midwest kind of thing.
Elliot in the morning.
Elliot. Everybody hates Man Cow.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Man Cow, and they hate Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
But they're afraid to say it because Bob and Tom are on so many stations, and Man Cow, they don't want when they
go
to Chicago.
He's gone.
He's gone now. Yeah. But he'll pop up somewhere. Yeah. He's like a cancer. It'll keep coming back slowly and stronger. So everybody was giving you crap.
It was always a conversation amongst comedians when we're all sitting around, like what shows, and you would constantly come up, and I go, this might be an interesting article. So I just started writing it, and it became something, and you know, and I put it on Bennington's website, the Intero Bang, and it just went viral.
See, now Bennington is a comedian.
Yes.
His show is on the Comedy Channel on Sirius. He is somebody who has been around since the Sam Kinison Outlaws of Comedy days. I mean, he's
a
guy.
He was from here, right?
He was here.
Was
he
it Ron and Ron?
It was Ron and Ron, but he owned Ron Bennington's Comedy Scene, which was a comedy club down here. So he's in that. So, yes, excellent. Opie and Anthony introduced me to guys like Voss and Robert Kelly and all these guys that I didn't know.
Unfortunately, Voss.
Who were East Coast comedians who were, touring, but mostly local Northeast guys who I didn't know down here in Florida. But as a result of their show, we've learned about them, had a relationship with them, and then they, in turn, get to come down to another market that they really weren't coming into. So it works out for everybody.
Well, I learned about you from Florentine. He was the one who told Mike's a good guy. He's great. Nice. Love the guy. Solid.
He's a good guy, too, Florentine. So he knows. He knows when he comes down here who's selling tickets for him, not Stanley and Hanley or whatever the names are. Anyway, Chad is going to be here doing one show tonight at the Improv. And then headed down to off the hook.
Yeah, Marco or Naples or wherever.
Yeah.
So is that Stanley and Hanley? Do they have like? Is it called like Sunny Day Show? Like a sunny? Is it a photo of them in the sun? No.
Probably. Oh, that sounds about right.
I gotta Google it in the break because I think I know the show.
They're in Fort Myers and they've been there for 100 years. God bless them.
Yeah, they're old.
Yeah, they're old guys. And they talk a lot about fishing and stuff and. We were on in afternoons, and they were on in afternoons, and we were doing very well in Fort Myers against them, even though it's like five markets away.
Yeah.
So we kept threatening to go into Fort Myers for free. I said, I'll go in there and just crush them for free. And then I was like half joking. And then they made them doing some mix up at the station. The station actually called us and said, how serious are you? Are you really? And I was like, interesting. But I don't know. It's small market for Myers. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. Now, when you go down to Naples, will you do the Stanley and Hanley show while you're there?
Oh, no. I'm all Calta, baby.
No. Chad didn't say anything. I don't really hate them. Chad didn't say anything bad about you guys.
I don't want to get in Rich Voss territory with you.
No. Listen, I will totally have Voss on the air when he comes back. I just will bust his balls as much as I can because he freaks out about it. You know, he takes it very seriously. Like Bobby Kelly's like, you really mad at Voss? I go, no. And he goes, he's freaking out. I go, well, don't tell him. Let him freak out. Yeah. That's what he deserves that for not bringing us up. And God bless Sam Tripoli. Because Sam Tripoli, though, the couple of times he's been in the studio, one time he had Dinah went to the bathroom with him and held his junk while he went to the bathroom. The next time we had
Tara Patrick.
Yeah. And then we had a drunk party that day?
Yeah.
And he was making out with girls. So how is this not the best show he's ever been on for him?
I know.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to Chad. Chad's a very funny comedian who came to us by the way of Rob. Now, do you still talk? Will Rob be opening up for you? And does he still do comedy? He doesn't talk to any of us. So
I haven't really spoken with him.
Oh, no.
And it's not even like a thing. I know, like I know when you guys had your little divorce and stuff. I like you. And
he cries a lot.
Yeah, he's a sensitive fella.
I know. I don't get that. You can't be in this business and be a crybaby.
Yeah, you know, and I know he went through some tragedy there for a little bit.
He cried more on this show than that.
Yeah, I think he had a little. What do you call that when you get back from war?
PTSD.
Yeah, after he left the show in Cleveland, I think he needed some mental help after everything that helped. And I don't think, you know, and I'm not speaking poorly of him. You know, I wish him the best. But, you know, it was one of those things like, it's not my thing.
Yeah. You don't want to fight other people's battles. Yeah, it's never going to work out for you. Know.
Listen, and same thing with me and all that. So I wish him the best. And I don't know. I haven't spoken to him.
Well, I just know that he was doing comedy. I don't know if he still does it. And I just assumed he would continue to piggyback on his friends to open up shows. So I didn't know if he was planning on doing that.
I think he's still doing comedy just from looking at his feed. He's like doing stuff. So he's out there doing
I'm blocked on everything.
So you can't see it?
Yeah. I have to tell you, there's a part of me that I do like other radio shows, but I also like to fight with people.
Sure.
But I can't fight with Rob. He's like beating up a little kid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at him. Calvin hates him.
Yeah, I never liked him.
Yeah,
I never liked him.
Yeah,
I never did. Yeah. It's not the big thing, whatever. But I just was very confused when he showed up. I was like, "What is going on with this?"
I just this morning when you were like, "Man, trash." That's my favorite Galvin impression.
Well, as you guys both know, I know you guys all get along really well. This thing is such a grind Monday through Friday, and then, you know, and you throw somebody new in the mix. I understand how that can rub somebody wrong if it's not clicking. And
yeah, so, in a way, I kind of like that. Like I like when all of a sudden everything's uncomfortable. You know, what I mean?
It's like on air tension, and you're like, ooh, that's uncomfortable. And
I love when he goes crazy.
If it's interesting though, but it's
no. Like, yeah, like I don't want you to be miserable coming to work every
day.
But
it's literally like just taking some dog crap and putting it under your nose. You're like, well, that's not interesting. That's just annoying. Like, what are you doing that for?
Oh, that is funny. Now I want to know all about this story. I want to know who the bitter radio people are.
With the bitter radio?
Yeah, like, how come you didn't mention us?
Let me think. Who came on?
Because you worked in radio for a while, right?
Yeah, it was. That's where I actually met your old producer. He was on the morning show. I was on afternoon drive. And, I'm trying to think who said something.
Who the whiners were.
Yeah, who are the whiners? Mm. I don't remember, but if it comes back to me, I'll bring it up.
I apologize.
I don't mind naming names.
Nobody ever wants to do that. If people are going to cry about it, then you should be able to name their names.
One of my good friends, and you might know him, Kevin Brennan, who does a podcast, Misery Loves Company.
He is miserable.
He's naming every name, and he's getting more popular. So I'm like, there's nothing, like this Hollywood thing about being PC, like it doesn't exist. It's all a smokescreen.
He was in the studio with us one time. He's been on the show one time, and I saw him again in New York, and he was like, what's the matter? I was no good. You didn't want to hire me. I go, you were fantastic. And we really thought that he was going to kill Tina Fey one day. Like, that would be his ultimate dream. He hates Tina Fey. She screwed him out of something, and he hated her. But he never came back.
I saw a thing I think you videoed, and put up, and it was Kevin and some guy in a bar that I guess they had beef. The guy had said some stuff about Kevin, and you were like, didn't you say that? And you're like totally filming both of them, trying to get them to fight.
Yeah, it was Bill Schultz, who used to be on Red Eye. They're now on Compound Media, which is Anthony Cumia's network. And I just did Kevin's show, and he goes, hey, Bill Schultz is across. Wait, will you film this? I'm like, oh. And it's so uncomfortable. The guy hates the guy. And I'm like, the whole time I'm nervous. I'm like, is there a fight going to break out? Like, he got really angry with Kevin.
Yeah.
But Kevin's like causing problems.
See, that's good for you because you're out of it. You're just a cameraman at this point. Yeah. So you can instigate and still walk away when nothing happened.
Yeah.
We need to do more of that, I think.
What?
Make people uncomfortable on camera. We don't do any of that.
Hmm.
I would like to see.
I'm on camera right now.
You feel uncomfortable?
No, I feel great.
Oh, okay. This is Chad Zumach here. Chad is a comedian. He's going to be doing one night tonight at the Improv. If you'd like to go see him, 864-4000. Who are you with, you know?
Like, I'm headlining, so yeah. I don't know who's below me.
So you don't even care.
I would
just show up and be funny. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what do? You call. I'm so interested by the life. So you call him up and go, hey, I got it. I'm going to be in town. You guys got any room? Let's do this.
Yeah, because I was originally supposed to be at another comedy club.
Oh, you really were? So that really didn't happen?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm back in June. So
okay.
it was a conflict of interest, me being at the Improv. So they rescheduled me for June.
Okay.
So that's why this all happened. So
all right.
It wasn't your poor producer's fault.
Oh, we'll blame him anyway. Well, yeah.
Emphasis on poor.
Poor. So what? So you'll go do the one night here,
yeah,
and then shoot over to Marco Island,
yeah.
Now that place is new.
Well, I think they were in Marco Island. Now it's in Naples.
Is
that the same place?
Yeah. No, they're close to each other. Marco Island though was literally a Red Lobster with a stage in it. It was an upper class seafood restaurant that also had a stage. I would say the seafood was the better end of that deal. That restaurant was fantastic.
Yeah.
But then also, you got to try and do comedy while people are eating shrimp and cutting crab legs out.
Yeah.
So now, I guess it's just comedy club? I don't know. I haven't been down there yet.
I haven't been there yet. You said Jeremy Piven's going to be there?
Piven's there next week, so this is a big deal for them.
Yeah, me and Jeremy Piven.
That's right.
Come on, man. What else do you want?
Who do you live with in Harlem?
I live with a bunch of comics, a comic named Gino Bisconte, and just some guys that work the scene up there. Yeah, but I'm never there.
No,
I'm
that's what I figured.
I'm like, here you go.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, why would you? We live in Jersey in some one-bedroom studio or something because you're never there.
Yeah.
It's like a rock star. If you're on the road touring, why would you bother to have a house?
After this, I go to New York for 2 weeks, and I'm back in St. Louis, and I'm on Nashville with Bert. We're doing a week there. Then I'm in Liberty with Bert. So it's just like I'm never there. I'm just basically paying rent.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Any of those comedians bring girls into the situation? Like any of them getting chicks, or is it all just four dudes?
Ever since I hit 40... chicks don't want me, man.
What?
It's over. It's done. Like, even on stage afterwards, like, girls with, oh, that guy's funny or whatever. It's over. I'm going back to the hotel by myself. That's sad.
That's your mental condition.
Is it?
Yep. It's all you. You need to have a better attitude about that because you're a good-looking guy, and 40, you don't really, you look like 40 doesn't look old on you. So you could get chicks.
I wish you were a hot chick.
I know.
Sorry
to disappoint you.
The last time I hooked up with a girl was a threesome that went wrong.
Most of them go wrong.
Yeah.
Two girls?
Yeah, I was going to say, two girls or you and a guy and a
girl? You
and
Gino Bisconti.
And it was actually directed, it involves Bert. This is a true story.
Okay.
He'll back me up on it, too. We're at the Houston Improv. This is like a year. I haven't been with a girl in over a year. And
what is going on with you?
I don't know. I'm a mess, dude. Complete mess.
Do you have erectile dysfunction like Jay Moore does?
No. No, because I'm taking care of business
alone.
Yeah,
I get you.
So this story is amazing. If you have a
please tell me this.
Okay, this happened, and we're at the Houston Improv, and I was middling for Bert, and you know how he does that like waitstaff raffle where every waitstaff loves him for giving away other people's money,
right?
So I'm helping him get money on stage, and there's these two girls. One's a nine, he'll back me up on this, and the other's give her a hard six.
Okay, all right.
And,
together, that's a 15. That's not bad.
That's
right.
So they're there, and I got like a bucket, and I'm going talking to them, and they're like, hey, what are you guys doing afterwards? I'm like, we're hanging out. Let's hang out. Come out to the merch booth. We'll talk. And they buy machine shirts and my CD, and so, you know, I got some merch sales out of it if nothing goes down. And I go, what are you guys doing now? They're like, we would like to hang out. I'm like, what, are you going to come to the green room? So I bring them back to the green room. They meet Bert and everything. Bert has his Tito's. And like,
Bert is the most married man in the world. He won't even flirt.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very, very faithful.
By the way, also good move taking them back to the green room because that's like kind of VIP
backstage,
access.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's a good look.
I'm using all the tricks.
Right.
Plus free booze is back there because he has the Tito's.
Beautiful.
I don't have to pay a dime.
Right.
So they get drunk and someone brought weed. They got high. And next thing you know, it's 2:15. I go, what do you guys want to do now? All the bars are closed. And I was like, well, I'm staying in the hotel. You guys want to come back for after hours? And they're like, yeah, let's do that. And I go, hey, Bert. And he's like, oh, no. I don't want to. Leon. Blue apron. I don't know. Whatever. So we go back to the hotel. And, you know, I have this nice hotel. And I put on Hall & Oates. I know how to set the mood.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm pouring them drinks. And we go over to the mini bar, and they got like the Red Bull and the Gatorades. And I pour them. By the way, this is how much of a cheapskate I am. The next day I go to the grocery store to replace the Red Bull.
You get $9 per Red Bull can.
So we start playing Truth and Dare because I'm 40.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I dare you to kiss her. And you know how that goes. And so we start kissing. And I never told this on regular radio, so I got to keep it safe. And then next thing you know, we're all making out, like in. And things start happening, and we start removing clothing. And the best part was taking up Bert Kreischer's T-shirt off a girl. Something he's probably never done.
Right.
And
that's the truth. He's never had, since he's making T-shirts, he's never had the opportunity to rip one off a girl. You're right.
So, you know, things are happening. And
this is you, the 9 and the 6.
9 and the 6,
okay.
Yeah, 15. And with me, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
And we're making out. Things are happening. All of a sudden, one girl starts going,
oh no. The 6 or the 9?
The 6.
Ugh.
And I'm like, oh no, what's going on?
That's when you go, you should go in the bathroom.
Yeah, and she just sat on the edge of the bed for like 4 minutes holding her stomach, and we're like, should we keep going at it?
Or,
then all of a sudden she goes, I'm gonna throw up. She goes in the bathroom, we hear,
oh.
And I'm with the other girl, so I start making out with her again, and all of a sudden she's like, I gotta go check on my friend.
Oh, that's when you stick your fingers in their ears so they can't hear anything when you're making out. Or you, I just want to caress your face. You cover her ear.
Turn up that Hall & Oates.
Turn up Man-Eater.
Yeah. So she's in there yakking, and the other one has to go check on her.
Yeah. So she runs in there, and I'm just sitting on the bed naked, and I'm like,
right in the middle of the action.
Yeah.
Always the
ready
friends.
To go.
Always the friends.
Always the friends. And they come out like 15 minutes later. The hard 6 takes a shot of Tito's, comes over, and I don't know how to make this clean, but goes south of the border.
On you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After she just threw up.
Well, she's clear now.
Oh. Well, vodka, you know, the alcohol.
Yeah, but, and he didn't have to kiss her.
Yeah.
So.
It's clean.
And the 9, the hot one, starts going, what are you doing? You just threw up. And she goes, no, it doesn't matter. They start arguing.
Oh, now the hot girl's got to be the C blocker.
Yeah, and she's talking about this. Well, you did the same thing with Ted 2 months ago.
Oh.
And I go, who's Ted? Why is this happening?
Ted Alejandro.
So they're arguing. She's like, I'm out of here. I'm getting an Uber. And I'm like, what's? I'm like, all right, the 6
yeah,
is out of here.
Yeah.
With the 9. And the 9's so upset, she starts crying. She's like, I'm just going to go home. I'm like, stay the night. You've been drinking. And she's like, no, I got to go home. She leaves. This story, okay.
You think now it's you in an aroused state.
Yeah.
And you're in negative 15.
Yeah.
Right?
Minus a couple of Red Bulls.
Right. I would have cut a hole in Bert's shirt right where his mouth is.
So the next day, I tell Bert the story. And he's like, what? Whoa. And, two weeks later, him and Stanhope do a swap cast. Bert tells that story to Stanhope about me and the threesome and how it all went wrong. And I go, oh, now it's out there. And I followed the girl on Instagram. I go, she probably didn't hear it.
Oh.
Probably like, I don't know, 4 hours after he released it, she DMs me. She's like, you're an a-hole. How could you do that? Embarrass me. Why would you say that? Why would you tell Bert? She was a huge Bert fan.
Right.
And she goes, you're blocked. She blocked me on social media.
Good. And she's like, out of here. You don't need that in your life.
Yeah.
You weren't committed to it. You should be like, first of all, I let you bring your 6 with you, okay? And I was ready to go. I spent $9, because they don't know, on Red Bull cans, trying to make you happy. And you bitches couldn't get your act together. Like, you did the same thing you did with Ted, whoever that guy is. And,
yeah, and
you should be like, you're
leave,
blocked.
They leave when you're all ready to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's rude.
I missed a major detail in that story.
Oh, no.
I haven't told it in a long
they
time.
They both had penises.
A week later after it happened, Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, and I was following on Instagram, and basically, she ended up having two twin daughters, and she says, I lost everything in this. I didn't have flood insurance.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's, and so I text Bert. I go, that girl who was your fan who I had the threesome with.
The nine or the six?
The nine.
Oh.
I go, she lost everything. So we both donated a lot of money to her just because we felt bad. She lost everything. And then he tells the story to Stanhope about how she, and that's why she got really embarrassed. I can't believe I lost that fact out.
We should get your money back.
I can't.
Because you're blocked.
I can't even follow her at this point.
Oh, my God. I kind of think that's good, though. You're out now. It's bad. Listen, most threesomes never work out. And it's better to have a really good story that goes along with it. The story's usually better than the sex, so it doesn't matter.
But that story's the last thing that's happened to me. Like,
well, that's been crippling. That's been crippling. Do you know, can I tell you, people think about how to try and work a threesome? The best threesome I ever had was I was with two girls, one I had been with before and one I just met. And they were like, what do you want to do now? And I go, we can go back to my room and have a threesome. And they both went, okay. And I went, is that how this really happens? Yeah. I've had schematics. I've consulted wise men before and trying to figure this out. And that's just the way it actually happens.
Put it straight out there, yeah.
But even then, I got to tell you, that started off good, but then that ended up fighting. There was jealousy in there. And, you know, then one, I don't want to give too many details, but typical. Yeah. But that was good because they were both like eights.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well,
but nobody threw up on me.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. That's the silver lining.
Oh, fantastic. This is Chad Dumach. Ladies, he's funny, but he really needs some action. If you and your ugly friend want to go down there, he's willing to entertain you. If you're an eight, you can only bring a seven or higher with you. But if you're a nine, you could drop down to
a six.
It's
got
to
work out to 15.
15.
However it is, it's got to work. 15. Or maybe, you know, it's been a little while. Maybe just start with one at a time. You know what I mean?
I work my way up.
Yeah.
It's become a Sally Struthers commercial for my loneliness.
Oh, I will remember, Chad. Go see Chad Dumach. He's going to be at the Improv only tonight. One show, 864-4000. You can make reservations. You can buy tickets. There'll be other comedians out there. And then if you're in the South Florida area, look for him this weekend at the Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples with our friend Captain Brian. Good to see you, man.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
And thank you for including us in that article. Seriously, that was nice of you, and it was good for us.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
thank
good
you.
For us so we could start Heat with Rich Voss.
Yes.
David Harb is here. We'll bring him in. We got tickets to blow off of that. And then Amir is here to beat up Spanish. It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calda Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.